Brilliance Audio presents My Dearest Friend by Nancy Thayer, performed by Kate Morrison. Hudson's brown Volvo took the last curve in the rutted Vermont dirt road, and within a few yards, the public road narrowed to a private lane, overgrown with sumac, grasses, laurel bushes, and maple saplings. The little trees, their trunks as slender and silver as flutes, shivered as the car passed among them. The dirt lane ended abruptly in front of a clapboard cottage that had once been painted white, but that had become with age so streaked with dirt and weathered and peeled that it was now at an interesting tortoiseshell stage. Hudson stopped the car, turned off the engine. For a moment, the silence was complete. The cottage stood before them, its every flaw blazing at them through the clarity of the fine early September day. It was shabby, asymmetrical, crooked, humble. Never grand. It had been worn down by age.
"This is it?" Hudson asked.
"This is it," Daphne answered enthusiastically, and got out of the car. "A small thing, but mine own." Hudson still sat in the car. "Hudson, you are such a stick," Daphne said to him calmly. She walked around to the other side of the car and stuck her head in the window. "It's better inside. It's really cute."
"Cute," Hudson said.
"Yes, cute." Daphne grinned. "Now come on." She yanked the door open, and Hudson reluctantly unfolded himself from the car. Daphne watched, and a helpless smile of pleasure spread across her face. Really, Hudson was such a thoroughbred, with his very long, lean limbs, and he looked so fine in his clothes, that pink Oxford cloth button-down shirt with the sleeves rolled up, khakis, leather loafers on his long, skinny feet. Daphne was wearing rubber thongs and a wraparound strapless sundress she had made from some flowered material she had found on sale for 89 cents at Zehrs. She didn't think about the responsibility she'd given to the three little black snaps that were holding the dress on her body. "Come on inside," Daphne said, taking Hudson's arm. Now, this was a different thing. Hudson looked great, so skinny, elegant in his clothes, but she hated the feeling of his thinness. It worried her. His arm felt skeletal to her hand, too frail to bear all its burdens. Instinctively, she pulled him against her affectionately. "Do you know, this is the first house I have ever owned? 46 years old, and a homeowner for the very first time." She caught Hudson's glance. "Well, of course, you could say I owned a house when I was married to Joe. My name was on the deed, but I never really owned it. Joe owned it." She felt the bitterness, like a sleeping snake inside her. Always such a quick thing, always on the alert, ready to uncoil and strike, releasing its poison throughout her body. She shook her head. She kept walking. She pulled Hudson to the first concrete step that led to the front door. "But this is mine," she said triumphantly, and the snake lay back down. "It might have taken me a long time. It might not be a mansion, but it's mine." After all the years of their friendship, Daphne could read Hudson's mind. Just at this instant, as his courteous hand reached out to open the door for her, his fastidious mind was thinking with dismay, "The screen door is made from aluminum instead of wood." "The floors are all hardwood," she cried, offsetting his silent criticism. "Look, aren't they beautiful? Now, Hudson, you have at least to agree that the floors are beautiful." Hudson walked through the house. It didn't take long. The front door opened into the living room, without even a pretense of an entrance hall. The living room was generously proportioned, with a large flagstone fireplace in the middle of one wall, and two windows on either side of the fireplace, giving views of the seedy grass and deep forest that ranged at the side of the house. Immediately to the right was a door leading into a bedroom, and Hudson circled the house through the bedroom, into the bathroom, which, he shuddered, had been tiled in pink plastic and papered with swans playing with bubbles, out the other side to the kitchen, which was spacious and bright, but had metal cabinets. From the kitchen, he peeked in at what seemed to be an afterthought built on as a back bedroom, and at a small concrete-floored shed with a disconcerting step down to it, and at a stairway hidden behind another door. "That leads to the attic," Daphne told him. "It's the best room in the house.
Really, go on up and see.